If you listen to the show for any amount of time, you know that I do have a merch store or two, and I don't generally push my merch because I don't feel comfortable hitting you guys up for money. But if you're listening to me on anything resembling a regular basis, you probably laugh at the same things I do. You probably think a lot of the same things I do. So why don't you go check out horribledesigns.com? They have assorted merchandise with funny comments on it, funny t-shirts, funny mouse pads, funny coffee cups, and then some stuff that maybe not necessarily so funny, but is definitely relevant, whether it's a social opinion, an economic opinion, a stance on, you know, things like veganism or whether or not you need essential oils in your life. So, yeah, anyway, that's my little plug. I have some of their shirts. They're comfortable. They're cool. I like them. HorribleDesigns.com. Go check it out. The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. All right, so we're going to start out with housekeeping again. We have another patron. My new patron is Jake. So thank you for joining up and signing up and subscribing. And again, also we have Josh and Miss Aaron. So thank you to all the supporters of the show. It really means a lot to me that you guys, you know, like what I'm doing enough to support me in the way that you've chosen to. So thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. Now to get into what I was thinking, the real kind of thoughts I've been having since the last episode. I've been looking at things, and you know, generally, if this is your first time listening to the show, I cover a lot of politic type stuff and things like that, and a lot of things I feel are wrong with society or wrong with the way things are done. And this past week, hasn't really been any big bombshell type news. It's already been touched on. It's all been discussed. It's more just kicking along the same stuff. There's still ridiculous amounts of government overreach here in the States. There is global shit going on that is nothing new. It's more of the same old, same old. And it kind of got me thinking, as I was trying to decide what I wanted to do this episode on, that one of the biggest things I worry about in terms of when I'm trying to reach out and talk to people about things and trying to, I mean, I look at it as trying to educate people, trying to help people be better. That's sort of my personal thing here. And one of the biggest things I'm always thinking about in the back of my mind is a lot of people, I think, probably operate under this misconception that I want them to think the way I think or to believe the things I believe. It's not necessarily that I want people to think the way that I do, but I do want people to think. One of the biggest problems we're facing in modern society, and it's not even a new problem. These things go in cycles. They happen all over the world. There's all kinds of instances throughout history you can point to where these things happen. It's a little harder to do these days since a lot of people are actively trying to sanitize history, so you can't look at things that happened in the past. But it's just, I want people to think. I don't have a problem with people challenging my opinions or my views or my beliefs, as long as they can back it up with more than just, well, everybody knows this is right. Or, well, they can present a logical and well-thought-out defense of their stance. If it's just because, oh, well, you know what's right, or some other emotional push, I personally disregard it almost immediately. And in a lot of ways, that is no longer the common thread in our society, you know, globally, planet across the whole planet. It's people are reactive. People are doing things based off of emotion rather than off of any sort of logic or critical thinking. And I've talked about it multiple times, and it's not getting better. It's one of those things, it's like, if you believe in critical thought, if you believe in being able to analyze and look at things from a logical standpoint,
you should want other people, whether they agree with you or not, to use the same approach, because it is the logical conclusion. It may broaden your horizons a little bit. You have to be a little bit open-minded to be a critical thinker, because you have to be aware that you are not an expert in everything. You don't know everything. There are going to be people out there that have information you don't have, that have facts that you don't have. But that's the key, is the fact part of it. It has to be a relevant, concrete thing you can point to. And we don't do that anymore. And I've got to thinking about it. And a lot of times when I think about these things, it's not accidental. It's not just some sort of social shift. This is a thing that is pushed by people in positions where they can push this thing. People who control the information, people who control the media, people who control the knowledge that is being put out into people, people that are controlling the agenda. And I hesitate to talk to things like that sometimes, because a lot of people, particularly if it's challenging the fact that they're on what they feel to be the right side of the status quo, they don't like being challenged in that respect. They don't like having people question these things. So you get this reactive behavior out of people, and it puts an immediate clamp on any sort of meaningful discourse. It becomes an emotionally charged reaction instead of a conversation between people with any sort of respect or exchange of knowledge. And one of the factors that I've been looking at as I sit back, and like I said, this is not accidental. This makes the population a lot easier to control. And I'm always talking about critical thinking. I'm always trying to tell people that you need to look beyond the surface level. You can't just take things at face value, particularly in today's age, where pretty much anyone that has a voice has an agenda. And we have a certain, I mean, it's as simple as the fact, like, this show is a prime example. Not that I actually have an agenda, but with today's media and the level of connectivity that exists in our lives, anybody can have a voice. And, like, I generally welcome dissent. I'm more than happy to talk to people that want to talk to me about something I said that they don't agree with, as long as they're willing to talk to me like a grown-up. And that is an open invitation. If I ever say something you don't like and you want to talk about it, you want to be a guest on the show, just let me know. I'm open to conversation. That's how you grow and develop and learn. But there are a lot of people out there, and some of them have huge followings, that don't really have any interest in being fair or being balanced or being open-minded. They push their agenda. They push all kinds of shit that is actually detrimental to our society, because they're doing it for purely selfish motivations. Not that I'm completely selfless. I am far from it. My family and my own well-being will always take priority over that of everyone else. The people I care about, the people I consider friends, will take priority in my book over strangers. I'm honest enough to admit that. A lot of people aren't, but when push comes to shove, that's the way that most of the world works. But like I said, ultimately, I want people to be better. I want us to do better as a whole. People as the human race, we should be doing better. And part of the problem is a lot of these people out here that are pushing their agendas, they stand to gain from whatever sort of discord they're sowing, whatever sort of bullshit they're pushing. And it becomes a matter of pushing division or pushing for conflict or strife. And it's beneficial to a lot more people than just the individuals, but it's easy, and that's why a lot of people do it. It's a no-talent way of building a career or building a reputation or building a following. And I've noticed it in a lot of places, more than just the sources where you're used to looking for it. And I think a large portion of this is because people like to capitalize on fear, and they push divisionist mindsets. They push how everything, if you don't agree with each other, you must hate each other, which is something we need to unlearn, because it's bullshit. Just because you disagree with someone doesn't mean you hate them or you have any kind of personal judgment against them, or you shouldn't. At least not until you establish that they're actually a genuine, bona fide piece of shit. But I see a lot of people, and it used to just come from sources that you could just look at it and say, yes, they're doing this to get an audience, to get ratings. But with the ever-increasing presence of social media, you find social media creators on all the different apps, and they build up followings, and some of them are numbering literally in the millions of people, and they gain these people by being, like, hateful, divisionist assholes. Instead of trying to bring people together and make people better, they want to push a narrative where it's everything in the world is X, Y, and Z's fault, whether it has to do with race or personal beliefs or whatever. It's all this non-issue shit. I mean, things that should be a non-issue at this point. And I really don't think they, without this negative reinforcement being done by people, they wouldn't be an issue. I think if left to their own devices, most people nowadays are actually fairly fucking decent. It's all these shitheads that decide to get out there and make a name for themselves by pushing division and fostering conflict, whether it's people that it used to just be like you could, you know, there'd be talk show hosts and loudmouth talking heads on different news stations, and you could kind of shrug them off and just go, you know what, they're doing it for ratings, they're playing to a certain mindset, and that's all there is to it. And as social media has grown and podcasts become a thing and video channels and live streams and you know, TikTok and Reels and Meta and all this other shit, we're just being constantly indoctrinated by it, and the divisionist stuff gets the emotional reactions, it gets the visceral reactions, it gets the follow-through, it gets the clicks, it gets the watches, it gets the views, it gets the streams. So that is what these platforms push, because the platforms capitalize on having people watching their platform. So it becomes a case of the bullshit gets the attention, so the bullshit gets the play. It's kind of the opposite of the squeaky wheel grits the grease. It's this wheel squeaks so people will watch the wheel and complain about it. And it has this real negative impact on people, the way people think. It used to just be you could watch some asshole on the news and you could change the channel or turn it off or watch a different show. And it still happens to a certain extent. There are definitely reporters out there that are all about pushing a narrative. It's always about pushing division. I don't know how these guys still have jobs, but apparently enough people still listen to them, whether it's reporters who want to make every single thing that comes up into like a race issue in the United States. A lot of times race has nothing to do with it other than the fact that there happens to be two people with different melanin levels involved in whatever the case may be. But it's instantly highlighted by the people that are reporting it because that's sensationalist. That will fuel emotion. Whether it's actually what's going on or not is completely irrelevant to these fuckheads. And people are eating it up left and right without this critical thought process, just taking it and being inflamed, being irrationally angry about something, whether or not it's actually what happened, whether or not it actually fits the truth. But it's the narrative that gets the emotional reaction, so that's what you want to believe. And anybody that doesn't agree with your standpoint on that is automatically your enemy, because that's what you're being told by these shitheads that are in these positions. And it's not a new thing, and it's not that it's necessarily I'm so much more on the stick than everybody else that I see this and other people don't. It's that people don't care. They want the easy answers. They want to be spoon-fed narratives that make them feel good about themselves without them actually having to do anything about it. Your life's all fucked up. It's not your fault because of the decisions you made. It's the fault of society. You can't pay your bills because you don't live within your fucking means. That's not your fault. You have standards to upkeep. You deserve nice things, whether or not you can afford them. It's not that you should have to go out and acquire a new set of skills so you can demand a higher pay level. It's that you should be making more money because the evil corporate giants don't want you to have it, and they're selfish, and it's unfair. So don't worry about improving yourself. Worry about tearing everybody else down. And narratives like that get pushed by people who either don't have the drive to get there themselves, or tried and failed and are subsequently jealous of someone else's success because they know they don't have what it takes to get there themselves. And people that don't want to put in the work, people that don't want to have the mindset or the work ethic or whatever reason it is where they can't accomplish that, or they just don't possess a set of skills that are warranting of that level of success. And again, it's an easy narrative. It's like every time something comes up where people start screaming about the race issues, it's, and as often as not, it's literally has nothing to do with that other than circumstances of coincidence of who was involved. It doesn't really have anything to do with a racial issue until the talking heads get a hold of it, or until people whose entire careers have been based on driving this division, as often as not, under the guise of trying to establish equality. But the problem is, these guys, they have a hustler mindset. They have a pimp's mindset. They know if they actually accomplish what they're claiming to try and do, they're out of a fucking job. And it's had different incarnations over the course of my life. There have been plenty of people where I'll be the first one to say, yes, they accomplished some good, but it's never at an altruistic thing. It's never, the amount of good they have accomplished in the world has never once outweighed what they've stood to gain from it. When you have people that claim to be preachers and claim to be doing the Lord's work, living in multi-million dollar mega mansions and somehow trying to influence public opinion on every single issue that is coming to the table while also being a tax shelter. If you want to play the politics game, you should be paying taxes, because that's the price of entry. If you're claiming tax exempt, you don't get to preach politics from the pulpit. If you are a social justice warrior and you try and constantly preach about how you want equality and how you want fair treatment for people, then you can't be demanding specialized treatment. You can't be demanding preferential treatment, because otherwise it's not about fairness. It's not about equality. It's about give me something because I think I deserve it. If you want to try and identify with whatever marginalized group and you want them to be treated preferentially, you're immediately buying into this narrative of we deserve something simply for existing. And it goes against meritocracy. It goes against any sort of deriving a reward based on value. And I have a problem with that. Now, that's not to say I have all the answers or anything like that either. But these are things that I see as major sticking points when it comes to trying to have these necessary conversations. And when you're dealing with people who have that mindset where it's all reactive, it's all emotion based, it's all based on, I don't feel like I'm getting treated fairly because I'm not getting the results I want. You can't just tell them, well, that's not the way the world fucking works, cupcake. I mean, there was a time where that was considered an acceptable answer, and people would pick themselves up by their bootstraps and try and make something out of their lives. In the modern narrative, in the current day, in order for us to try and make the world better for everybody, in order to try and make this a better place, and again, this is just my two cents. This is not that I'm necessarily any kind of expert, but I do have a fairly decent grasp at this point after 40 plus years on this earth. I do kind of get how some of this shit works. I've seen what works. I see what doesn't work for me and for other people. I can take enough information from people who have had way more success from me to look at what I've done, to look at what they're doing, and to see where the difference is. Now, I haven't necessarily been able to enact on everything on that, and I don't blame the rest of the world for that. I blame that squarely on myself, based on the choices I've made, the decisions I've done, the way I've chosen to live my life. My current existence is a direct result of my choices in life. It's nobody else's fault. I got some bad breaks. I got some good breaks. I got some very good fortune in the course of my life. I'm thankful for the good fortune. I'm annoyed by the bad breaks, but at the same time, I am responsible for the way I reacted to every single one of those situations. I am accountable for the decisions I made that resulted in my current status in life. And that's a mentality we need to get back to. Now, I didn't want to just come on here and start complaining about, oh, well, these damn kids nowadays, because it's not just young people. It's people my age. It's people older than me that have this developmental block where they are incapable of processing these things because, for whatever reason, they've bought into the narrative that they are owed something. They have a sense of entitlement. They have a sense of, I deserve this. Whether or not I've done anything to merit it is completely irrelevant. I should have it because I want it. And there are a lot of people out there that know this mentality exists and are more than willing to leverage it because it gets them what they want. It makes them relevant. Some people, it's a lot of people, it's monetized. A lot of people, it's financial gain. It's positions of power. It's a rush of having all these people willing to listen to what you have to say and to follow you and to hang around waiting for your next post or your next video or your next statement or your next stream that's going to tell them. And it, these people, I know for a fact, they get off on it because it's human nature. It doesn't matter what the policy is. It doesn't matter what the platform is. It doesn't matter what the thought behind it is. The thought behind it is they're gaining some sort of visceral satisfaction from knowing they have this relevance in their mind. They feel important because people are waiting to hear what they have to say and what they have to contribute. And breaking through that mindset is realistically the only way we're going to get anywhere in this world. And so that's kind of what I've been thinking about this past week, and I've been thinking about how do you do that? How do you approach these conflicts, these people? How do you wake them up? How do you unplug them? Whatever you want to say to it, without going into this realm where they're going to look at you like you're some kind of nut job or you're trying to push some sort of conspiracy theory because it doesn't fit the narrative of what they want to believe the world should be. It's not going to be easy, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility at this point. Now, if you look back at history and you look at the way the world works and the way things go in cycles around the world and rise and fall of empires and rise and fall of society and societal norms and trends and all of this stuff out there, and the information still exists. It's a lot harder to get to it and at the same time should still be at our fingertips. But, you know, with online censorship and data being pulled and removed and altered and edited, and again, it ties into everybody has a voice, and a lot of people can get their fingers in these pies, and there's all kinds of misinformation out there. And that doesn't necessarily mean that we should have some government board out there proving what's true and what's not true, because that's a slippery slope. That's a dangerous precedent to be set. But we need to get back into having the mindset of being able to look at multiple sources of information and make your own determinations on where things should point to. We have to do that. It has to be an active process. But like I said, it's not going to be an easy process because it requires a couple of factors, including patience and the strength of character, the moral core, the fortitude, the defined self-worth, however you want to explain it, however you want to justify it, however you want to rationalize it, to be the bigger person, for lack of a better way of putting it, to be able to hold that mindset when you're being attacked with emotions, when you're being called every name that they can think of that is hurtful or bad or has any sort of negative connotations in their mind. Because part of being able to deal with these things, at least in my experience, has been very contingent and very much hinged upon, if I don't respect your processes, if I don't think you're doing thing in a rational or sane way, your opinion of me doesn't count for a damn. I don't care if you think I'm a bigoted or hateful or whatever way you're going to rationalize the fact that I don't agree with you about something. Whatever you're going to use to try and justify your feelings versus the facts, or your feelings versus my kind of detached logic, I'm not going to get emotional on these things. I'm not going to be reactive. I'm not, you can talk about me, talk about my whatever. I'm not going to, for lack of a better way of putting it, I'm not going to sink to that level. I'm not going to allow myself to be baited into presenting that sort of face as a reaction. Mostly because it's counterproductive. You can't fight emotional thinking with more emotional thinking. You need to demonstrate the value, the worth behind a logical approach. You need to be able to present your case calmly and rationally in order to counteract the emotional unstableness in such a manner that you can do it without being condescending, do it without being insulting. Yeah. To open a discourse, to allow somebody to try and get there on their own. You can't ever force real meaningful change in somebody's life. Whether you're talking about things like personal beliefs, personal experiences, personal stances. It's like trying to talk to an addict. You can't force an addict to get clean. They have to have some sort of internal drive and desire to do so. Because without that internal shift, all the external influences in the world are only going to be as good as long as you can keep the pressure on it. And the same thing goes with people's mentality. You can show them the path, but you can't force them to walk it. You have to kind of guide them along and show them why they should want to get there on their own. Even if they don't agree necessarily with your conclusions, we can do a lot more good in this world by encouraging and by fostering that sort of mentality, by trying to teach people that the emotional reaction isn't the right way to go, that just because they feel a certain way doesn't make something automatically valid. Now, it's kind of got to be a grassroots approach to things, at least unless this show somehow blows up overnight and I all of a sudden have a following where I can start making hundreds of thousands of people listen to me. Yeah, right. But honestly, if you incorporate that sort of approach into your day-to-day life, instead of going head-to-head and toe-to-toe with people on an emotional level, I hate the fact that in a lot of ways, that's kind of what some of these platforms are turning into. Because certain parties on different opinions, different sides of issues and different stances feel like their views aren't being respected. And in a lot of cases, they're not. They're being actively censored. They're being shut down. Rules aren't being applied universally because the owners of these platforms have their own agendas to push. And it does a lot more than just the surface level of keeping like-minded people from reaching each other. And it drives more division. It creates more breaks. It not only creates echo chambers where the people who aren't being censored just automatically think they're justified, they're right, their approach has got to be the right one because they're not the ones getting shut down. And a lot of these social media fuckheads that push their followers into doing utterly ridiculous shit over things as simple as disagreements or not believing the same things, and they start releasing people's personal information, trying to ruin people's lives, trying to, you know, the popular term doxing by releasing documentation about people's own personal private lives, and literally trying to ruin people's lives because they don't agree with you, and people don't see how fucked up this is. And unfortunately, in some ways, if people feel like the only way they can fight back is by doing the same shit. And that's not the way for that to work. As far as the whole doxing thing goes, yeah, it can be kind of fucked up if people start putting all your personal information out there. Especially if you have, like most people, had a past, had a life. A lot of us did a lot of dumb shit when we were kids. And unfortunately, the more prevalent the internet and things like this become, the more documentation about it there is, the more you can find out about people. And unless you're living a life where you don't give a shit that people know about your past, it can potentially be very problematic for some people. Now, like me personally, I've got no skeletons. I've got no secrets. You want to know something? Ask. That's about as complicated as my life gets. I do what I do. I am who I am. And it's that simple. I'm very fortunate in that respect. And if you did turn up looking to cause harm to me or mine, I'm more than ready and willing and capable of handling those issues were they to arise. But not everybody has that luxury. Not everybody finds themselves in that position. Not everybody has a past with nothing really outstanding in it. And it's a shame that we've gotten to the point where, as a society, people think it's okay to try and ruin people because they don't like something they think or they don't like something they believe. So they're going to destroy their livelihood. They're going to destroy their ability to support their families. And that comes from this emotional mindset, from this lack of critical thinking, from this lack of empathy for each other. And it's being fostered. It's being pushed by the people that push the divisive bullshit narratives. So I'm kind of talking in circles here because it very much is a issue that is repetitive no matter how you come at it. And like I said, I really think the best way to try and counter this is to try and present yourself in a manner that again, it's I've said it more times in the past than I care to think of off the top of my head, and I'll keep saying it because it stays true. The best way to change someone's mind, to change someone's beliefs, is to live your life in such a way as to be worthy of emulation, to be something people want to see, for people to see things. And when they say, how come he has that or she has that or they have that and I don't, you can point to it and say, because I do things this way. My actions are my own. My responsibilities are my own. I'm not reacting things from emotional place. I'm reacting things from a place of thought and critical thinking and logic, because the results are better. The results are harder, but they're truer. It's everything going back to even, you know, street mentality. Fast money ain't long money. It's the same with anything worth having in life. If it's just handed to you, it doesn't really have any value. If you're just given something without actually working for it, you're never going to appreciate it as much as something that you busted your ass to get. And people have forgotten that because all these voices, all these talking heads, all the loudest sounds in the room are pushing the easy narrative. The you deserve this regardless of what life handed you. You deserve this regardless of what you've put in for it. Just because somebody else has it, you should have it too. And none of us have the resources to out-talk these just rattling empty cans that are so loud. But we can be examples. And honestly, I think that's the best way to approach these things. It's the best way to try and make the world a better place. That's the best way we can try and make these people understand. We need to stop with all this divisionist bullshit. We need to foster open dialogue. We need to be able to exchange ideas and not turn everything into a pissing match. People need to learn to meet back in the middle, but neither of the extremist sides, and anybody that's been listening for a long time knows it, and if you're new to the show, I don't identify politically with either side. I don't socially, morally, whatever, however you want to look at it. I'm more or less a leave-me-the-fucking-alone-itarian. I'll live my life, you live your life. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I'll leave you be, if you do me the same courtesy. I don't, you know, believe that necessarily anyone should have to live by anybody else's religions or morals or even personal social standards, as long as they're not hurting anybody. That's do no harm should be the primary guideline in all your decision-making. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Most people's guiding philosophy is do for me first and fuck everybody else. And even the people that are trying to, in their minds, make the world a better place are always doing it through the lens of what they believe, instead of what's best for the most people or what's best for everybody else. And they think they know better than everybody else, but they're doing this from a place of emotional thought. They're not doing it based on any solid results or proof. And that is a problem. And they're expecting people to live by their standards, whether they agree with them or not. I really think the best way to combat that, like I said, live a life that's worth living. Live a life that's enviable. Reinforce the ideas of equality and fairness and kindness through your actions, through what you do. I mean, even if people don't necessarily agree with your own personal philosophies or your beliefs, if the results are solid, if they're established and based in something where it wasn't handed to you and it has more worth to you, and your people will see it's more meaningful, that's the kind of things that people want to emulate. Maybe that can create a little more, this is how I got here. I'm not preaching. I'm trying to help you. And without being sanctimonious about it, without being holier than thou, which is a problem a lot of people have, just be willing to discourse, to talk, to listen. That's the other side of things. You can't just be a mouthpiece. Because if you're just spouting off whatever your personal bullshit is without willingness to listen, to have meaningful feedback and communication in the process, you're never really going to get anywhere. So I guess for now, that's what I had to say.
Thanks for listening to another episode, guys. If you liked what you heard, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a rating. Go to IHadToSayItPodcast.com, sign up for the mailing list, interact with the show. Click the links, sign up for the Patreon, join the Discord. Come and interact, be a part of the show. Buy the merch, support your favorite creator, or support me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Till next time.